More and more South African artists are addressing the fate of young South Africans. Like 29-year-old Masanda Changa. He is a South African writer who published his debut novel, The Reactive, last year. The novel tells the story of three young friends in Cape Town dealing with unemployment, disease and substance abuse. And after winning prizes in Africa and abroad, the novel will now also be published in Germany and in the US, where it might even be turned into a movie. Pulse's Gaia Menko met the young writer in Johannesburg to talk to him about what it's like growing up in urban South Africa. She started off by asking him why he decided to write a book in the first place.
I wrote the novel over the course of 3 years, starting in 2011 when I'd enrolled for a creative writing course at UCT. I'd always wanted to write a book about, to write a novel in general, firstly, but I also wanted it to be about Cape Town. I wanted to kind of compose a very modern novel using Cape Town in the sense that it could be interchangeable with any other global city. And I wanted to use that urban space to explore the lives of young people. When I first started, I had this idea, but it took me a while to actually access the story. And I tried a whole lot of different things and none of them were working out. And I wasn't doing very well at that, so I decided to move home. I left my apartment in Cape Town because I'd already resigned from my job and I was running out of money. And eventually I went back home, and it was only at home then I started reflecting on why I wanted to do this project. And once I realized what that was, I was able to then begin.
Without giving too much away for those who haven't read your book, The Reactive, yet, what is your novel about?
It's about three friends, Linda Nati, Ruan, and Cecilia. They live in Cape Town and are kind of semi-employed. They don't make enough money. And to add to their income, they kind of sell antiretroviral drugs illegally to people infected with HIV. And during this course, Linda Nati is also mourning the death of his younger brother, Lutando, who died during an initiation procedure like 10 years ago.
So in your book we find secrets, substance abuse, guilt, but also violence. They are all part of the lives of the characters that are young people, as you said, living in Cape Town. How real is the life of the youth that you describe?
Well, definitely a lot of things have changed since the period in which the book is set, but I do feel like a lot of the things carry over. The alienation and also kind of being disenchanted and disillusioned with the state of the country, as well as the inequality and a crisis of identity as well, in terms of everything that post-liberation that they were told has kind of revealed itself to not be that solid. And so they have that kind of, disillusionment. And then, of course, more recently, or at least it spiked up more, there's obviously also challenges when it comes to employment. And substance abuse, obviously, is something that never really went away. A lot of people are still using recreational drugs. And, but in general, it's kind of a sense of being disenchanted, being disillusioned, and feeling alienated from kind of like the country's national narrative.
Is it a feeling that you share?
I mean, I've absolutely shared it for a long time. And I think now it's kind of trying to channel those feelings into creating art. So unlike my characters, unfortunately for them, they know how they feel about it, but they are kind of limited in how they respond to it because they can't envision an alternative. So I guess, yes, I do relate a lot to my characters, and I hope that my work also resonates with other people who are in similar situations.
In the opening lines of your book, the protagonist's younger brother dies in what I understand, what you said, is an initiation ceremony. What happens, and is it something that really happens in South Africa? How did you get to know about these ceremonies?
I've actually been to one myself. it's part of Xhosa culture, which is kind of centered in the Eastern Cape, but is also around in the Western Cape. It's a rites of passage when young boys reach anything from 17 to 18. And they are gathered and they go to a camp where you're supposed to be initiated into manhood or adulthood. I mean, it's a very kind of involved procedure. There's a lot that happens. But over the recent years, well, starting from the 90s, there have been a lot of casualties. There have been a lot of boys who don't make it back. And it's been quite a controversial issue around the country. So it's quite commonplace for someone to lose their life there. And I guess I wanted to also kind of bring it to attention, but not to condemn it, but just to kind of allow it to exist as something that happens.
What happens in those initiation ceremonies that make them so dangerous?
It's basically circumcision, yeah. It's a combination of methods. I mean, the government has stepped in and kind of put certain rules in place, which don't take away from the tradition, but try to make it safer. But there are a lot of people who still kind of circumnavigate the rules. And this is what ends up resulting in the casualties.
Then after this big breakthrough of this novel being published here in the US, in Germany, what's next for you? Are you going on a book tour or writing a new novel?
I'm actually going to be going to England. I've been nominated for the Kane Prize for a short story I wrote that was published last year. And when I come back from them, I'm going to Italy for a fellowship for 5 weeks. And then after that, I come back and hopefully get enough time to work on my second novel. And then next year, I'll be going on a book tour in the US to promote this book.